If you guys do watch the news, then you must have noticed that many of our politicians were arrested because of bribery recently. I don't know why, but it seems like there are just so many politicians who are related to these corrupt practices. Aren't those people supposed to help us and speak for us instead of committing crimes? Anyways, I'm just really curious about why they bribe and how they launder money. I'm sure you guys are pretty curious too. Well, let's get into today's sentence first, then I'll tell you how they do it at the end of this episode. So, please stay tuned till the end and let's get started. In virtually every case, corrupt people took 6 separate steps to conceal their assets.
首先看到发音的部分，第一个字 virtually， 它这里的 TUA 是发 CHO 的音，那类似的字有像是 actually。再来是 separate， 这里中间的母音 a 可以省略，念起来就像是 separate。最后是 asset， 这里的重音要放在前面，就不要念成 asset， 是 asset。接下来我们再来念一次句子
：In virtually every case, corrupt people took 6 separate steps to conceal their asset.
Alright, 接下来我们看到今天的第一个单字是 virtually， 它是一个副词，意思是几乎实际上，所以它的同义词就是 nearly 或者是 almost.
And for example, his project is virtually identical to mine.I strongly suspect that he plagiarized my idea.
句子里面的 identical 是一模一样的意思，然后 plagiarize 是剽窃。所以这个句子是在说，他的计划案跟我的几乎一模一样，我强烈怀疑他剽窃我的点子。再来第二个单字是 corrupt。它是一个形容词，意思是贪赃舞弊的或是腐败的。那例句是像这样
：The governor is prosecuted due to corrupt practices.
该名州长因贪赃舞弊的行为被起诉。在句子里面的 prosecute 是起诉，然后 practice 是行为。虽然我们比较常知道的是练习，但是它也有行为的意思。那除了形容词之外 ，corrupt 也可以当作动词，意思是使腐化、堕落。For example,
drugs and alcohol are corrupting people's souls.
毒品跟酒精正在使人类的心灵腐化、堕落。接着进入到第三个单字是 conceal， 它是一个动词，意思是隐藏。例如说
，The criminals are trying to conceal all the crime evidence before the police arrive.
电影里面应该很常会看到这个情节，就是罪犯们正试图在警察抵达以前掩盖他们的犯罪证据。接下来呢，女生很常用的遮瑕膏，它的英文叫做 concealer。就是由 conceal 这个字演变而来的，因为 concealer 的用处就是用来隐藏脸上的那些斑点啊、痘痘之类的。那 concealer 是一个名词。接下来这个例句应该是很多女生会遇到的状况。
This concealer is the worst one I've ever used. I can't even conceal freckles on my face at all.
这是我用过最难用的遮瑕膏，连我脸上的雀斑都遮不住。Alright， 今天的最后一个单字是 asset， 它是一个可数名词，意思是资产。那它的同义词我们比较常听到的可能是 property。那在这里要再提醒一次，这个字的重音要放在前面，不要念成 asset， 是 asset。 那接下来我们来看一下今天的最后一个例句吧。
The billionaire hired a group of professional consultants to manage his enormous asset.
亿万富翁雇用了一支专业的顾问团队来管理他庞大的资产。希望未来的某一天我也有办法成为这样的一个人，你们应该也都是吧。
Well done, guys! That's all for today's pronunciation challenge. So in the video, there are 6 steps for those corrupt people to conceal their assets. Number 1, take the money under the table. Number 2, create a financial structure to hide it. Number 3, move the money into the structure. Number 4, network with family members to run the operation. And number 5, cover up their checks.Number 6, take the money out and enjoy it. Well, that's pretty impressive. But they are still unforgivable for doing this kind of thing. So, what do you guys think about these politicians? Don't forget to leave a comment below with your recording and see you next time. Bye!